Now, I usually don't talk about the Godi media, but today after seeing the viral video of GD Bakshi, here it goes. Now see, in many working democracies, journalism is considered as the fourth pillar, but here in India, that's not the case. We are too proud to question our Prime Minister. Like, if you question Narendra Modi, you will be labeled as anti-national and on all of the news channels. Because, let's be honest here, except in NDTV, Quint, The Wire and The Print, everything is owned by the BJP. How do I know that? Just question the funders, the people who have funded these startups. You will get to know who funds these companies. Fucking, what's going on in this country now? Coming back to the topic, India is becoming into China. Yeah, talking about China, we were boycotting them. All the news channels had this big hashtag, boycott China. I was like, okay, finally something about nationalism that we can all agree with for our army, because they fucking deserve it and we don't. We don't deserve anything we have got now. I was okay with the hashtag, everything. I was supporting it actually. But here comes the catch. You are fucking supporting China, but you have a Oppo Vivo ad right in the left side of where you are speaking. Like, what is this? At least air it 15 minutes after that, bro. That time you have peak viewership. But no, we are going to, we will take anyone's money. Like, I'm not even kidding. Go to News Nation and News 18 India, Aaj Tak, India TV, Republic TV. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to name all of them. Go to any of these channels and you tell them you have to air an ad, but you're a Chinese company. They will ask for 500 rupees more and they will air you ad. That's their level. Now let's talk about the scripted interviews on Narendra Modi. Let's get right into it. Now, I generally love watching interviews of big political leaders by actual journalists. That's just a treat to watch. Like, how the journalist questions the big MP or ML and he isn't able to answer anything, and now he's just standing there looking like an idiot. That's what I like to see about these interviews. No joke. But what has come out with Narendra Modi is, he goes to his own news channel. Let's be honest here. News 18 India. I don't need to name them all of the time. You know them. He goes to his own news channels. He does an interview there. And he himself publishes it. Don't know what I'm saying? Go to Narendra Modi's YouTube channel. He himself has uploaded all of his interviews there. What is happening? What a unself-aware Prime Minister. Like, you need to be self-aware, bro. You are the Prime Minister of this country now. In many interviews, you will see that they ask Modi about his lifestyle and how he works. Modi ji, aap itna energy, aapki itni high kaise, aap itna kaam kaise kar lete hain, aapko khichdi pasand hai, aapne mujhe bataya tha. I mean, that's not really what I want to know. But frankly, there has only been one incident where Modi sat down with a good journalist like Mr. Karan Thapar, and within 2 minutes and 14 seconds of that interview, he got the heck out of there because he knew that man meant business. Now, since Arnab Goswami has left Times Now in 2016, journalism has literally gone to the dogs. Let's talk about these so-called journalists one by one. So, before Arnab Goswami went to Republic TV, I was an avid watcher of Times Now because of Arnab Goswami's 9 PM debate. Oh, I don't remember the time actually, but I used to watch his debates. I used to love them, like how this guy is speaking up for the poor, the people who cannot speak against these big governments, big people, and how he's criticizing all the parties and how he's one of the best English-speaking journalists of our time. But that has changed since he started his new venture by the name of Republic TV. Why does he call that Republic? It should be BJP TV. Now, coming back to the topic, this guy, he used to generally criticize Narendra Modi, Yogi Adityanath, and pretty much everyone. He used to piss off each and every government. Each and every political party. That's what I used to like. Like, remember the Rohit Vemula case? Now, I'm not going to speak a lot about that. But he actually, in 2016, when he was in Times, he spoke up against the BJP MP or MLA who was involved in that case. But later in 2017, he clarified his statement again by saying that no, there's nothing about BJP MP or MLA. Because obviously, who needs good journalism? Everybody needs money, right? Now, I did not have a problem with Arnab till 2016. Again, I'm saying that twice, because what he has become is from a fun-loving, nice journalist with a good sense of humor to an angry BJP spokesperson spreading propaganda in its every second message. And this one is pretty painful. Now, see, Congress promotes tags like Surrender Modi. I'm not going to talk about that. Congress promotes tags like that. Guess what? If BJP had to promote tags, who would they go to? They would not start themselves. They are too proud as the ruling party to start these cheap hashtags. Guess who starts them? Republic TV. Not even kidding. Most of the Sonia Gandhi hateful tags are trended by Republic TV. Republic TV pays them to promote, pays Twitter to promote these tags. Twitter has a whole thing like that for business accounts now. Now, that's what Arnav Goswami is doing right now. Now, let's talk about... this guy is too funny. Like, Amish Devgan. Let's talk about Amish Devgan. Do you want to be the anchor of the biggest news channel in India? One of the biggest. The biggest news channel who has Hindi speaking. Like, all you need to do is throw a pinch of misogyny, throw a pinch of BJP nationalism, and throw lots of Congress hatred, and throw pretty much a grain of salt against Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, and what you get is Amish Devgan. Yes, Amish Devgan, the same guy who got called BND on his new debates. That was pretty cool by Mr. Rajiv Tyagi. This guy gets called everything now. Recently, multiple FIRs were launched against him because he said a thing or two about Mr. Chisti, and I do not really want to talk about that. But I really want to talk about is, who is this guy? This guy fumbles on his debates. Like, I'm a news channel, I fumble less than him. News channel, yeah. See, I'm a small channel with 6 subscribers and I fumble less than this guy. Like, he's just a disgrace to journalism. In terms of facts, he's just below par garbage. See, the hard facts that he presents are of a whole new level. When India versus China, actually this dispute was actually active at the Galwan Valley, RIP all the brave hearts who lost the lives for our nation. Now, when that was going on, this guy said, I'm going to tell you hard facts. The hard facts was, see what the hard fact was. He said that, I'm going to tell you a hard fact. I'm going to tell you a hard fact. Literally, I'm just replicating him. He said this line, I'm going to tell you a hard fact 8 times. Now, that's not even it. I would have left it there. That's not even it with this guy. This guy is like, just leave him. When I remember, there was Congress versus there was Sambit Patra versus a particular journalist News 18 India only aired that. Now, the anchor I would not call, the person who was interviewing this guy, Sambit Patra, moved on a pretty big point about the mob lynchings. Guess what Sambit Patra said? In the time of Nehru, there were 100 lynchings. This is a step down. That's literally what Sambit Patra said. Now, In his interview with Narendra Modi, this guy, yeah, Amish Devgan's interview with Narendra Modi, he said that desh hai to Modi hai, Modi nahi to desh nahi. Like, why are these news channels spreading this message that there is no other alternative to Modi? There are in this nation a lot of politicians who work for the right. I'm not gonna name anyone because I don't want myself to be called a bhakt of these political parties. So, let's talk about the 8th failed Tihari person, Sudhir Chaudhary. Remember in school where there used to be one child, that one irritating child who used to mock all the failures of people who had failed, but he himself had passed by 1 mark, and that too by bootlicking the subject teacher. Sudhir Chaudhary is exactly that guy. Like, let's go back 8 years ago. 8 years ago, Sudhir Chaudhary was involved in a high profile corruption case. Is by a high profile company which had the support of a high profile political party. I'm not naming anyone, but Sudhir Chaudhary had 100 crore. Sudhir Chaudhary and his colleague asked for 100 crores from that party, from that company, to not expose that company. And guess what? The person who was dealing with Sudhir Chaudhary and his colleague was a pretty smart person. He went with a triple camera setup against Sudhir Chaudhary, recorded all of it, made a 3-minute clip and released it. And Sudhir Chaudhary, that's where the Tihadi reference came from. Yeah, he was sent to Tihar jail for a period of around 17 days. And still, after that, Genius still defended him. Now, with that, you can get the idea of how low the journalism in India has gone. How much of a lower level can journalism in India fall to? Nobody knows. Now, Sudhir Chaudhary is the same guy who was finding the chip in the 2000 rupee note. That chip, he is the same guy. Yeah, you had heard the news that the 2000 rupee note had a chip. Yeah, Sudhir Chaudhary is the same guy who said that. And another point, Sudhir Chaudhary is the same person who said $5 trillion equals to 340 crore rupees. What can I say? And this clearly indicates that he is the failure and the bootlicker. I earlier mentioned this as a reference, but after I saw that news, I was like, maybe he is that guy. Nobody knows. Let's talk about the trifecta of Aaj Tak news anchors. Remember in school where there used to be three people who thought that they were the best? Yeah, these Anjana Om Kashyap. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that suits her better. Now, Shweta Singh. Shweta Singh is that same woman who in 2013 defended the army. And I only respect her for that one day and that particular 15-second clip. Who defended the army by saying that it's not the fault of the army, it's the fault of the ruling party as they take orders from, as the army takes orders from the ruling party. Pretty true. And guess what? In 2020, she blamed the fucking army. You don't know what I'm talking about. Watch this clip.
ये सवाल उठाना कि चीनी सेना हमारे जमीन पर आ गई और हम सोते रहे, ये सरकार पर सवाल नहीं होता है, ये सेना पर ही सवाल होता है, क्योंकि पेट्रोलिंग की ड्यूटी सरकार की नहीं होती है, सेना की होती
है। Angry at her yet? You should be. Now the third person, Rohit Sardana. Like, who the fuck cares about this guy? Who the fuck cares? Nobody cares about him. I'm not going to talk about him. Fuck him. Now let's talk about the news anchor who manipulates each and every one of us. In the news anchor of India TV, who is closer to the age of my grandfather and mentally retarded than my grandfather, Rajat Sharma. See, Rajat Sharma is that same guy who will say that, you know, the formula was wrong, he is correct. Like, the answer is wrong, he is correct. Rajat Sharma is that guy. Like, literally, remember when the 2019 budget came out and everybody knew that that there was no budget, it was called a bahi khata, but it did not have any implications that where the budget will be applied. It was just straight up a speech. He's the same guy who defended that. Guess how he defended it? He's pretty smart. He called Piyush Goyal, and Piyush Goyal, calling Piyush Goyal a CA would be disgraceful to all the people who are working for the CA exam. Sorry, he's a quote unquote CA of the BJP. That's why the economic records are so bad. Now, he is that same guy. Piyush Goyal is that guy who would say that no, the numbers are wrong, I am right. Like, he said that BJP would be able to turn the 3.1% growth rate that's manipulated without implying the original formula. Now, BJP would be able to turn the 3.1% growth rate into 15.5% within a span of 5 years. And that too every year. How is that possible? Nobody knows. Now, so to cover Nirmala Sitharaman's statement on the GDP that it will reach $5 trillion, God knows how, Piyush Goyal came and straight up started barking out like a dog, like basically English Sambit Patra. So Now, when Rajat Sharma heard this, he was like, that's cold. That's how I'm going to spread fake propaganda without being seen as biased towards a political party. And guess what? It fucking worked. The TRP on that clip was viral. It was a whole another level. Rajat Sharma. No, why should I make fun of this guy? He's 65 years old. What should I do? He's going to die in 2 to 3 years. I'm pretty sure he takes tablets at night. He's taking tablets. Without that, he cannot sleep. How does he sleep, by the way? How many tablets does he take? Let's not get into the details of that. Now, this name I have saved for the last. Like, literally, I had to talk about this, but I thought, like, let's save it for the last. See, this guy will talk about Hindu-Muslim day and night. Not even kidding. I think so. He wakes up in the morning, talks about Hindu-Muslim with his wife. If his wife does not talk to him, he will be like, you are Muslim. You are doing wrong against me and Alpha Hindu. Alpha Hindu. Every debate he's like, I'm here to debate. I'm going to talk about the wrongdoings to Hindus. Ye desh Hindu akhla saif nahi hai. And he will talk about the mob lynchings done to sadhus. But he will not talk about the 45 mob lynchings done to the Muslims in that same fucking year. Guess why, bitch? Because he doesn't care about you Muslims. He doesn't care. He only cares about even if one Hindu, if one Muslim pinches a Hindu, or God forbid, slaps a Hindu because that Hindu kicked him. He will take the side of the Hindu, burn the Muslim, and be like, Jai Narendra Modi ki. He's that guy. Remember that Modi's clip that went viral? Modi was just being a dumbass and spreading his cloud and radar theory. Deepak Chaurasia was that guy who did that interview. And he's the same guy who told Narendra Modi, who in the interview asked Narendra Modi, Modi ji, aapko pasand kya hai khane mein? Aapne to mujhe bataya tha, aapko khichdi bahut pasand hai. I mean, seriously, he's not even a journalist. He's just an angry, barking person who is 52 years old. 52 years. Retire, please, please. Please, I don't like to watch your news channel. Nobody likes to watch your news channel. Now we're going to all sum it up and throw it right in your face. Now, before coming to a conclusion about these people, calling them people is an insult to humanity. Now, before talking about the conclusion of how to deal with these people, I'm going to praise my favorite journalist, who is an actual journalist, not an angry 45-year-old man speaking in front of you. Mr. Ravish Kumar. Ravish Kumar is that guy who has a great sense of humor, will entertain you, you will enjoy, and you will not know that you have been presented facts. Now, many people say that Ravish Kumar is leftist and all that. I'm going to tell you one greater advice. Go on YouTube, search Ravish Kumar before Modi government, Ravish Kumar during Modi government. You will get my answer. Now, to all the haters of Mr. Ravish Kumar, nobody cares about you. Nobody cares. And Ravish Kumar, this is just a 1 minute tribute to that person. Sir, you are doing a great job. Carry on. Now, I wanted to talk a little more, but I really don't want to talk nonsense and be a fanboy. Now, the conclusion. Let's get right into it. Before concluding, I just want to point out I'm not going to talk about the Akshay Kumar interview because it does not deserve it. It's not an interview. Now, on concluding on this video, how to get good news without falling into fake propaganda. The best idea, the best would be watch The Wire, The Print, Quint, The Hindu, and NDTV. Now, if you want news, and one thing I would always suggest, watch the 45-minute episode of Prime Time with Mr. Ravish Kumar. You will enjoy that a lot, with sarcasm and with facts. You will not even realize it's a 5-minute interview, 45-minute lesson. Now, what have I learned? Because before working on this video, I really wanted some strong people that I could tell you guys to check out. The Wire I have watched almost I follow the website, not the YouTube channel. Now, see, The Wire posts almost every interview, they post out almost everything on how the lockdown will know everything against Modi, but pro Modi, praising Modi on the good things that he has done and criticizing Congress on the bad things that they have done, because let's be honest here, they haven't really done anything as an opposition now. On that case, it feels a pretty bit leftist, but I would still consider them if you want news. If you want actual news, and coming on to the print, actually the same, like The Wire, exactly same. Slightly leftist, but you can give it a pass. Now, The Quint is the one that interests me a lot. Like, The Quint is actually level, like, it criticizes everyone. The Quint is like the Arnab Goswami of 2014 that everyone wants to watch. Now, NDTV is like a proper news channel without the masala news, and you can watch it with your grandfather. And what has happened in this country, like, Arnab Goswami has gone from a fun being sarcasm loving journalist to an angry person. Remember that clip of Arnab Goswami where he was laughing right and left, like, with Mr. Asuddin Owaisi on Times Now? I'd like to see that Arnab Goswami. Now, what can we conclude then? That you cannot unwatch these news channels. But what you can do is maybe just research before commenting on anything or supporting a particular political party. What I mean by that is, whatever these people say, search it on the internet, and you'll find pretty good articles which will explain to you that getting a $5 trillion economy by 2024 is not possible. That's just an example. Now I'm going to tell you how you can make a news channel of your own with loads of TRP, and you can become literally a millionaire. So I had to give a final lame joke to this video. So how to get TRP, high TRP, and become the biggest news channel of this nation. First, you have to have two anchors, both females, pretty attractive, white because of her obsession with fairer skin. And they need to wear modern clothes. No, after you're done with that, you need a green screen, a pretty average laptop that can record at 480p, because we are still stuck at 480p. And one woman speaks in English, one woman speaks in Hindi, and both have to be very fluent. The one with Hindi has to air more, and the woman that speaks English must speak with an accent, because we'll have accents, let's be honest here. And BJP spokespersons might be there, and must be there, and Sambit Patra must say, आप ज़्यादा ना बोलिए, आपके नाम पे एक मंदिर बनवा दूंगा मैं, विष्णु के नाम का मंदिर एक अल्लाह के नाम पे रख दूंगा. दैट संबित पात्रा नीड्स टू बी देयर, एंड दैट्स प्रीटी मच इट. स्प्रेड फेक लाइज, अर्न मिलियंस. आई एम गोइंग आउट ऑफ दिस वीडियो एंड फक अबाउट देम. चीयर्स.